Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. For Imperial and Mexicali Valleys, we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services with your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt.
Hi. Thank you for tuning in today. Welcome. Our guest today is Maricruz Bermudez. She's a Master's of Social Work.
No, Master's in Marriage and Family Therapy.
Master's in Marriage Family Therapy.
She's very, very close in, I think you've completed your hours, didn't you?
I have.
You've completed your hours.
And now pending your test.
Pending to do my test pretty soon, hopefully by this year.
Yeah.
This year.
Yes, definitely
this year.
And we are.
Hopefully I pass it.
And we are in the second week of February, and our topic this month for the whole month is post-traumatic stress disorder. It's one of the disorders that is eminently treatable, and we're here today to talk with Maricruz about the youth population. So,
yes.
Okay, who are the youth? I mean, anybody under the age of 40 now is youth for me. So.
And just to do a recap, last week we had Helen McLean. She's a licensed social worker. She's a licensed clinical social worker. And we were talking about children and
psychosomatic. Yes, exactly.
This week we're going to talk about youth, the teenagers.
The population I typically work with is usually teenagers from age 12 to 17. Many of the kids have experienced traumatic events in their lives, and because of it, they experience a lot of distress, which leads to a lot of impairments in their level of functioning. So we provide treatment services in order to alleviate many of the symptoms and help them learn coping skills to be able to function.
And just to, besides working with kids through behavioral health, you also are treating kids at the juvenile facility, correct? With that. Probation, juvenile hall.
Yes.
Kids who are detained at juvenile hall.
Yes, I conduct intake assessments and always look for trauma. That's many of the kids who are in juvenile hall have been exposed to some type of traumatic event. Many of the youth are usually sometimes runaways, so they're out on the streets. They get to be exposed to violence in the community. Many of them have come from broken homes. Many have been sexually abused, emotionally abused. Different types of trauma can be going on. Losses, losses of friends, family members. So, I mean, there's a variety of different types of kids that I see that have been experienced to one or the other type of a trauma that has led to some problems.
And so those are the things that mostly affect your youth populations, correct?
Correct.
So with post-traumatic stress, is it trauma leads to disorder? Or do some people who experience trauma don't get this disorder?
Yeah, well, it all depends. You know, a lot of people can say, you know, some people are more resilient than others. But one of the things that is, you know, trauma is an anxiety-based disorder. So when a person has been exposed to any type of traumatic event, and where they felt like they were at risk personally or somebody who they were close to, like their integrity was threatened at any sort of way, you know, they can develop a lot of distressing symptoms, which could include like re-experiences of the event, flashbacks, avoidant behaviors, and all these different types of symptoms affect them in their daily functioning.
Going back again from last week we were talking about post-traumatic stress disorder in children. The kids that you are seeing, the youth, the teenagers that you're seeing, the adolescents, as there's many ways of calling them, teenagers, youth, adolescents, that you've diagnosed as having PTSD. Have any of those kids had PTSD when they were young and they went undiagnosed?
Yes, definitely. You know, sometimes what happens is many of the youth have been exposed to traumatic events since they were very young, but they never truly disclosed, you know, to anyone in particular. So, you know, something can automatically trigger a situation and it can just like resurface a lot of the symptoms because, you know, sometimes they kind of go undetected because there could be a lot of numbing feelings, so they don't know exactly what's going on. And when they're younger, it's very hard for them to kind of distinguish. Mm-hmm. But as they get older and more mature, they're able to kind of distinguish a lot of the symptoms they're going through.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.